welcome along. This is James Watt in conversation. Good to have you found. Well done for finding us, by the way. And now you have found us, say don't lose us again. Hit that subscribe button and like buttons and everything. Any buttons you like, just hit, apart from the delete one. Anyway, today got a great guest on, absolute musical legend icon. Any of those words in any order will do. We have one, the only, Bill Medley, Righteous Brothers, Dirty Dancer. I had the time of my life. He's had a whole pile of real iconic hits. I caught up with him. He was absolutely smashing. So let's hear what happened when Watty met Bill Medley. Bill, how you doing?
I am doing absolutely wonderful.
It's good to have you on. You are... Your life in music has been so long, it's impossible to know where to start, isn't it, really?
Yeah, so, okay, I'll see you later.
I was amazed, and what a record to have the most played song on the radio in the world, You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
Yeah, that is the hardest thing to wrap our brain around. You know, it's just that such a wonderful thing. But it seems impossible to have the most played record in the history of American radio, but thank God.
Yeah. Do you remember, Bill, the first time you heard it on the radio?
Yes, I do. And every time you hear one of your songs on the radio, for the first time, it's a mind blower. And it sounded so beautiful on the radio. It wasn't a surprise. It became a hit. We didn't think it was going to be a hit because we didn't think it would get played, but we knew it would be a hit if people heard it. But it was like over 4 minutes long, and in '65 you had to make records that were about, you know, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But disc jockeys liked it. They called it their potty song. they had time to go to the restroom.
And only 4 minutes long, and we need a 7-minute one nowadays,
and
you
now,
know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then, of course, it had the second life. Because it was still on the radio, obviously, but...
Yeah, well, that was just... that was a gift. Loving Feeling was in Top Gun. The next year, I did the song for Dirty Dancing, I've Had the Time of My Life. And then the next year was Unchained Melody and Ghost. And it was like we were starting all over again.
Yeah, because let's talk about Unchained Melody, because a pile of people have done it, but the Righteous Brothers, you're the guys that have got the gong on that one. You are the first group that is so well known for Unchained Melody, but it wasn't going to be a hit, was it?
No, it was supposed to be the B-side of a song Phil Spector produced called Hung on You. And I produced Unchained Melody by accident. I produced the albums, and Phil Spector would do the singles, and he put Unchained Melody on the B side. And for whatever reason, disc jockeys just started playing the B side, Unchained Melody.
It's amazing, and to think that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure. I mean we started in 62 on the West Coast, and we had three or four hits before Lovin' Feelin', and they were all like rhythm and blues and real black-sounding records, and then Lovin' Feelin'.
And how quickly did that change your life from when that became a hit?
Boy... Well, we came over here to the UK to promote it, and while we were here, that week that we were here, it just took off in America, and it just changed everything. I mean, all of a sudden, we weren't these two little guys from the West Coast. It was a And we were doing a national TV show called Shindig, so everything changed. too much money, too many women, too much beer.
So it was a good time then.
It was great.
The name, the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Because you're not brothers.
Well, not very righteous either. But we were working a small club in Orange County, California, which was a very white area. But there was a Marine base there, El Toro Marine Base. And a lot of the black Marines heard that there was these two white guys down at the club singing rhythm and blues. And so they started coming down. And there was a saying, like if you had a real nice coat or hat or something, they would say, boy, what a righteous looking coat, which meant good. And if they liked you as a friend, they'd call you a brother. And so sometimes when we would be coming into work, some of the guys would say, hey, righteous brother, how you doing? And we were the Paramours at the time, and I wrote a song called Little Latin Loopy-Loo, and we recorded it, and we needed a name. So Bobby said, let's use the name that the Marines have been calling us, and it stuck.
Wow. How many people thought you were brothers?
Well, they all did. I don't know why. We didn't look anything alike. One guy was tall, one was short, one was dark, one was light, one guy sang high, and one guy sang, you know, sang low. We were opposites, absolute opposites.
Now, of course, there were more than two sides to you. Of course, there's the Righteous Brothers, and then a whole new audience with Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Go figure that.
I've had the time of my life. How did that come around?
Well, the guy, Jimmy Einer, was putting the music together for the movie, this little teeny movie called Dirty Dancing. And he called me and said, we want you to sing this song. We feel that your voice is the voice for this guy, Patrick Swayze. And at that time, Patrick wasn't a big name. And I couldn't do it. I turned it down for 3 months because my wife was expecting our daughter, McKenna, who now is on the show with me singing Time of My Life. And so my wife gave birth, and they called and said, would you do it if you could do it with Jennifer Warnes? Jennifer Warnes wants to do it with you. And I said, of course, I'd love to sing with Jennifer. And so we just kind of did it as a lark, you know, to sing together. And then all of a sudden, this little movie that couldn't did. You know, it just became a monster.
Was it interesting watching over time how that song in that movie was an iconic moment, wasn't it?
It was very strange. I mean, it just went ballistic all over the world. It was number one everywhere immediately. It was just thank God I've been involved with some pretty good hit records, but boy, this was I think the single sold, I don't know, 15 million, and the album sold like 30 some million. Jeez. Man,
can't get my head around that
or the most played record. No.
Are you a fan of the movie?
I love the movie. I was on the road when the movie was released, and a disc jockey that I was out with the Righteous Brothers, and a disc jockey said, boy, we're playing that song of yours. And I said, what song? He said, the one that you did for the movie with that girl. And I had just did a duet with Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
for a Sylvester Stallone movie. So I figured that's the one they were talking about. And they said, no, I think it's with Jennifer Warnes. I said, you're kidding. And so I came home, and the movie was just on fire, and I went in to see it, and I just loved it. I didn't see it before I recorded the song.
Yeah.
And it was a great movie.
Oh, And what's home life now? Do you just take it easy? Do you go do jamming? Do you play music at home for fun?
I still do a lot of shows at home. I do one-nighters, and I got a terrific band. So yeah, I'm just enjoying life.
If you had to pick the greatest song, is that impossible?
Well, yeah, they're all like children. I mean, they're all, you know, different times of my life, but I would have to say probably Love and Feeling, because it just started off this huge wave, you know, and it's just been terrific.
Hey, Bill Medley, great to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the one, the only Bill Medley. You have been listening, by the way, to James Watt in Conversation. Do subscribe away, because every now and again, another one of these pops up, and it's somebody else amazing. We talk to the greatest, most interesting people in the world, often in the entertainment industry as well, which is a thing. So subscribe away. Want to contact me at James Watt UK via Twitter, X, Instagram, anything else really. And it's hello@jameswattuk.com. And I'll catch you for the next one.